Workers are leaving their jobs in record numbers, and guess what? It's a good thing. Welcome to the business news headlines for Thursday, the 17th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, mail trucks and legal issues. Black shoppers are leaving up to $300 billion on the table, and we'll share why. Food prices are seeing steep increases and why that's happening. The National Association of Realtors say the current housing crunch is, in their words, dire. We've got the Wall Street Report and a life-altering business that is Flickshop, a startup created by entrepreneur Marcus Bullock. You do not want to miss this. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. We post the daily market report, all kinds of things business-related, on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. According to the latest information from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers are quitting their jobs in record number, and that could be a good thing for the economy. CBS News is reporting that millions of American workers have quit their jobs in recent months. Even with 9.8 million people unable to find employment, others are quitting at record rates, pushing the quits rate to never-before-seen levels. Some workers are leaving for new jobs with better pay or benefits or remote-friendly working conditions. Others have decided to start their own businesses rather than collect a paycheck. Still, others are quitting with no firm plans, confident that they can get a better deal elsewhere as the economy rebounds from the pandemic recession. Nearly 4 million Americans have left their jobs. That was in April, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's an unprecedented number in the two decades the government has been tracking this data, pushing the quits rate 24% higher than it was before the pandemic. Layoffs, which peaked at 13 million in March of 2020, have come back down to more typical monthly levels of under 2 million. So why is all this a good thing for the economy? Workers are leaving for higher-paying jobs, and that will infuse more cash into the economy. Meanwhile, millions of people are starting their own businesses, and that has pushed the new business start rate to a 15-year high. But, and you knew there would be one, all of the quits and with all of the new businesses, none of that may transcend to real instant success. But then again, it just might. Well, here's a surprising stat for you. The current crop of mail trucks, many in service since 1987, get roughly 10 miles to a gallon of gas. That, and there's no air conditioning or airbags, and those are some of the reasons Congress has approved $8 billion for the USPS to move to all-electric vehicles over the next decade. The Washington Post is reporting that Workhorse, that's an EV manufacturer, has sued the post office, saying they, and only they, can produce the EVs to the specs of the USPS. Yet, the Postal Service awarded a contract to rival Oshkosh Defense in February. Workhorse filed suit saying they doubted Oshkosh could deliver and have publicly questioned whether the post office evaluated an electric Oshkosh prototype. Meanwhile, what caught the eye of the post office was the fact that Oshkosh said they can retrofit mail trucks and convert them from an internal combustion engine to a battery electric powertrain. Workhorse is asking the court to hold up the purchase until things can be sorted out. The headline is impressive. Black shoppers who are left wanting are leaving $300 billion up for grabs. Bloomberg is reporting that a report out today from McKinsey & Company is that corporate America isn't creating enough products that appeal to the black community. The report says black Americans are more unhappy with offerings in categories ranging from personal care to financial services and housing than the overall population. Now, that means black shoppers are ripe to be poached by other brands and willing to pay as much as 20% more for an item that caters to them. According to the report, companies often focus on products for a mass audience and lose sight of the gains that they could see when changing a product to suit a smaller audience like black shoppers. And in doing so, they are leaving all kinds of money on the table. In addition to unlock black spending power, companies need more diversity, including putting black employees in management roles that impact product design and marketing. When you have that diversity, you see the world from a different lens. It really does make companies money. Well, food prices are going up in both restaurants and at the grocery store. So what's going on? Well, Business Insider is reporting that some companies are raising prices while others are selling smaller quantities for the same price. For example, last week, Chipotle hiked prices for menu items by about 4% as the cost of labor and ingredients continues to rise due to a spike in demand. Red Robin and Cracker Barrel have also increased prices by about 3%. According to the Department of Labor, in May, U.S. consumer prices hit their highest level in 13 years, jumping 5% from the previous year, as the cost of meat products and baked goods led the surge in food prices. I mean, everything is getting more expensive. So what's going on? Well, food prices have risen as increased demand meets supply chain snags. Key commodities have become increasingly difficult to obtain due to shipping delays, the national labor shortage, and severe droughts in key countries. Take, for example, a global shipping container shortage that's made it difficult to transport goods. The delays have put transportation costs at a premium as companies compete for limited space on container ships and delivery trucks. Also, the U.S. labor shortage is hampering production and transportation, from a truck driver shortage to restaurants and grocery stores scrambling to find workers. Many companies, including Chipotle and McDonald's, have hiked worker pay, while other companies have provided additional incentives to lure employees back to work. One Jersey Mike's in California is offering up to $10,000 in hiring bonuses. Finally, there really are climate issues. Major droughts in countries like Brazil and Argentina are also driving up prices for corn, coffee, and soybeans. Last month, Reuters reported Brazil was facing its worst drought in 91 years. And a mega drought in California, the state responsible for over 25% of the nation's food supply, is also expected to have some impact on food prices in the coming months. The National Association of Realtors just released a report calling the current lack of housing in the United States a dire situation. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that the gap between the demand and supply of homes is between 5.5 million and 6.8 million units because of a dramatic slowdown in new construction. The U.S. housing stock grew at an average of 1.7% per year from 1968 until 2000, but then slowed to an average rate of 1% annually in the past 20 years, and even further to 0.7% in the past decade. Meanwhile, from 1999 to 2019, the median home price in the U.S. increased by nearly 30%, yet the median household income rose by less than 11%. Those gains don't account for the even quicker price climbs since last year. One thing that may help new construction is the price of lumber that's cratered since May 7th, down 40% in just the past 35 days. Wall Street closed mixed today, with the Dow tanking by 210 points to close at 33,823 and the S&P 500 off fractionally to 4221. The NASDAQ outperformed due to technology shares and rose by 121 points to close at 14,161. Mining stocks and financial stocks lost ground today. Gold prices crumbled, down by over 90 bucks an ounce to $1,771.50 an ounce. Crude oil was also down. That was off by $1.15 to settle at $71 a barrel. And finally, there is this. If you live in Colorado and you're seeking a job to work, say, remote, good luck. This is what's being placed on job boards for various companies. Quote, "This position may be performed remotely anywhere within the United States except the state of Colorado," end quote. Wow. What's going on? Well, employers are upset with a new law that says companies must post pay ranges for jobs in Colorado, including jobs that are for remote work. That has led to dozens of employees including disclaimers in postings for remote jobs that effectively say residents of the state will not be considered. The corporate backlash against the law, aimed at reducing gender gaps and offering transparency around pay, has spurred one resident to build a site called ColoradoExcluded.com, and that tracks such efforts by employers to exclude workers in Colorado. Meanwhile, the state's labor division has now opened an investigation into at least one of those companies. All right, stay with us and click ahead for an amazing story about entrepreneur Marcus Bullock. There is so much to unpack here, from him going to prison at age 15 and what he did to land there, to attempting to get a job, to attempting to go to college, and then his creation that is actually changing people's lives one photo at a time. Now, the goal is to help people in prison connect with the outside world, become productive citizens, and end the stigma of the words convicted felon. Meet Marcus Bullock and his company, Flickshop, just a click away.